Hello.
Yeah.
Jenny Miller calling.
Jenny Miller, where might you be?
I'm in the town of Elma in western New York, not too far from Buffalo.
Good to have you with us.
Thank you. For about the last 56 years, my family has owned 2.5 acres of land that stretch back to a wooded area. On the southwestern corner of our property, at the edge of the woods, was a circular area approximately 30 feet around in circumference, perhaps 15 feet or a little more in diameter. This spot remained absolutely barren for years. Nothing would grow, while all around flourished trees and plants of all sorts. And there was always a very strange, heavy feeling about it. My girlfriend had property just the other side, and she, too, noticed this area many times, as did her friends. And always, all of us felt extremely uneasy. And I often found myself praying and chanting a certain Latin chant against evil back there whenever I was working. Well, this went on, and one Halloween night, I was indoors while my father went out to patrol the property.
All right.
On a quite moonlit, it was full moon, brightly lit, and a strange creature flew over his head. It was quite bulbous, quite fat and round, approximately 8 feet long, with a wing spread, and the wings looked like bat wings, of about, perhaps 10 to 12 feet. The head was beaked, a sharp beak. And as this creature flew over Dad, he felt quite frightened. And my father doesn't feel afraid easily at all. He's been a guard most of his life.
Who would blame him?
As it went over him, this creature turned its head towards him and looked down on him. At the same time, I felt so uneasy that the hot chocolate I was cooking, I turned the stove off. I said, Mom, I'm headed out the door. Something's wrong. Well, I met my father coming up to the house, and he told me all about it. He was quite upset. Well, the story doesn't end there. For some years more, this same kind of situation kept reoccurring. And any time any of us worked back on the land, we felt very, very, very uneasy. And again, in that circle, it continued barren with the strangest, most heavy feeling about it. Until approximately 7 or 8 years ago, in full daylight, July 4th, for some reason, everyone in the neighborhood, which consists of 3 roads connected by a little fourth, everyone had more fireworks than usual, and they were setting them off much earlier than usual. And I thought, boy, we've never had such fireworks before in our little neighborhood. And I was enjoying the sights myself.
Yeah.
And as evening was coming on, I was at the corner of our garage looking across our side lot and back towards the woods, and here is this great big heavy, thick, black cloud rising from that spot, and it was roiling, almost like, it looked like a small tornado. Very heavy and thick, and I had the worst, most ominous feeling. I very seldom feel fear. This time, I was afraid. I was scared to death.
Almost like it was coming straight from the pits of hell.
It started moving towards the house.
Like a vortex, that kind of a look?
It just had that feeling, and it was roiling and roiling, but moving slowly. Thank God it was moving slowly towards the front of our land. I ran in the house. I happened to be a practicing witch, so
really?
I ran in the house, and I grabbed my wand, and I grabbed my big temple bell. And I ran back out with my bell and my wooden wand back to the corner of the garage. I was scared to death, but I was bound and determined that I was not going to run from this thing.
You were tossing spells all over the place, I bet.
I was chanting in Latin. And I rang and rang that bell. And I pointed the wand straight at it. And I used that Latin chant, which happens to be against evil.
Give me that chant, if you would.
Yad hey vav hey, yad hey vav hey, yad hey vav hey. Tetragrammaton, tetragrammaton, tetragrammaton. Orenda, orenda, orenda. Om. Vanish, vanish, vanish. I chanted and chanted and chanted. I kept it up. I was scared to death, but I stood my ground. And as I chanted, finally after about 10 minutes of this, it stopped. It stopped all movement except the roiling around and around. And all of a sudden, it started to lift up and lift up very slowly. And as it lifted up, it began to dissipate. And the fireworks all over the neighborhood increased in volume and amount. And within about, it took a good 15 minutes for this cloud, all of a sudden, the black, roiling thing just dissipated. Dissipated and vanished.
And what about that circle?
That circle, the following spring, showed signs of life for the first time in approximately 46 years.
You eliminated pure evil.